Hi, Peter.
Hello, hello.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question because we were talking about it earlier. And when you get a mosquito bite, which you travel all over the world, I'm sure that's happened, do you take your fingernail and put a little X in the center of it so it stops itching?
Absolutely not.
It was something I did as a kid, and we were wondering if it really does take the itch out.
No, that doesn't work. And the other thing that doesn't work, because I have personal experience here, is I went out at one point and got all those bug zapping, you know, black lights that light up at night. And you know what? They kill a lot of moths. They kill a lot of other insects, but they have absolutely no effect whatsoever on mosquitoes.
Have you put a dryer sheet in your pocket? Because that's the other thing they say to do.
No.
All right, good to know. See, these are the questions we ask you, Peter. All right, let's talk about airline stopovers. Are they happening more frequently these days?
Well, they are in some cases. In fact, the stopover that I like is the airport stopover. And that what that is you're seeing a number of airlines offering this at certain airports, meaning if you're flying on TAP, the airline of Portugal, you're flying on Qatar, through Doha, or Turkish Airlines through Istanbul, and many other airlines, Emirates as well, through Dubai, they will give you, in many cases, a free stopover, meaning two or three or four nights free. They'll even pay for the hotel. They might even give you a tour of the city if you're going on to one of their other destinations. So you need to check that out. And, of course, if you're flying them on business class, they'll give you a longer stayover.
Huh. You know all the tricks. New international airline routes are coming this fall. I have not been anywhere international ever.
Yeah. You know, even though airfares are through the roof and a lot of people are having trouble affording them and there's a little softness in the market now, it hasn't stopped the airlines from announcing a lot of new routes starting in October. Delta's got new routes from, let's say, New York's LaGuardia to Bermuda, which I think is a great one, from Riyadh to Los Angeles. You've got American flying to Naples and Copenhagen. They're coming out in October. We'll see how long they last, but at least they're coming out. And these are nonstop flights, which are even better.
Are the planes more comfortable for these long trips?
Of course not.
Is there any way to be comfortable on an airplane? Because the seats are getting smaller or I'm getting larger. I don't know.
No, it gets into state of mind. So I go back to my days when I was going to the University of Wisconsin, not far from where you are right now. I perfected the art of sleeping in the middle seat tray table. You know, you just get the largest headphones you can find, put your head down on that tray table, and just forget where you are. I mean, literally, there's not a lot of other things you can do right now. Of course, what the airlines are doing is they're segmenting out a lot of their seating configurations to generate more revenue. So look what JetBlue just did this week. They announced 8 new airfares based on coach and first class. And all that means is you're going to have 8 different opportunities to mitigate more pain and pay more money, right? You're going to pay more to get what you used to get 2 weeks ago. Look, Delta Airlines announced something called basic business class. What is that? You pay less money for the total business class fare, and you get a photograph of what you would have gotten 2 years ago.
All right. Well, what would be very uncomfortable for me is we had so many storms blow through Chicago last week. We had a couple of tornadoes, and now I guess Illinois is the new tornado alley. Do you see, like, these big clouds and storms when you're flying?
Well, you don't, but the pilots do, with the exception of something called CAT, that stands for clear air turbulence, but their weather radar is very, very good at detecting that kind of, you know, storm fronts. Turbulence? No. Turbulence is something that we're seeing more of in certain parts of the world. In fact, on certain routes, the amount of turbulence or the frequency of turbulence has really soared. We've seen it over the Rockies. In the United States, we've seen it in Asia. We've seen it in certain other areas in Eastern Europe, simply because of global warming and climate change at certain altitude levels. And the pilots are aware of it, of course. But again, what radar sees is storm fronts. They see humidity. They see precipitation. They can see some of those things, but they do not detect CAT, which is why you always wear your seatbelt in flight. That's the key. It's not about takeoff and landing for me. It's wearing it in the air.
Yeah, I wear it all the time, too. All right, and what about using your laptop when you're at an airport or you're at the hotel and you're using their computer? How do you protect your privacy?
Well, two things. Well, you can't, really, because you're using a public internet, and just because you close your laptop doesn't mean you've logged off. A lot of people can see what you've done when they come back on because they're on the same internet that you are. So if you're going to use it, and by the way, sometimes you don't have a choice, just do yourself a favor. Number one, don't do any business transactions. Don't check your bank account. Don't go on to see how your stocks are doing. Just, you know, do basic email and stuff, and just make sure you completely log off. Don't just close the computer. Log off and sign out.
Great advice. Peter Greenberg Worldwide is airing on WGN Radio this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Where will you be, Peter?
We will be on the island of Oahu in Hawaii at the Outrigger Reef Beach Hotel right there in Waikiki, and talking about what's going on with airfares out there as well.
All right. And those little island hoppers, do they still have those? It's been a while since I've been to Hawaii.
Well, we haven't called them island hoppers in a while, but yes, I mean, you know, Hawaiian Airlines, which is now part of Alaska, Southwest, there's, and then some of the other smaller carriers, yes, they're still doing a lot of inter-island traffic. That's what keeps everybody going.
Yeah, it is definitely paradise. Coming from Chicago to get to Hawaii, it is, you know, a long trip, but boy, the payoff is sweet, isn't it?
It definitely is, and you need to know when to go as well, and that's the key. There are some slow periods over there, which doesn't mean bad weather. It just means less people, even better.
Yeah. PeterGreenberg.com or listen Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. here on WGN Radio. Peter, safe travels to you.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely.